makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Today, the Texans signed running back Mike Bell, a third-year pro from Denver. We'll hear from Bell about joining the Texans, and head coach Gary Kubiak will talk about the running back's first practice. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. The Texans needed another running back with Chris Brown on the sidelines. So, they signed Mike Bell, who spent the last 2 years with the Broncos. Bell said he's excited to be a Texan, but he was a little nervous about the tryouts.
Oh yeah, I was super nervous, you know. It's like going back to the combine again, you know. You gotta try to impress some people, you know. You got guys watching, and you gotta do your best, you know. I know that the margin NFL player is not as long, so I gotta do the best that I can when I get my opportunities.
Bell left Broncos because he struggled when they moved him to fullback.
I came in here with the attitude like I did as coming in as a rookie in Denver, you know, just grinding from the bottom. And I think that I have a good chance because I know the offense is coming from Denver. So I think I have a good chance to come out there and compete.
Kubiak thought Bell looked good on his first day of practice, but he did notice that the back got a little tired as the night wore on.
Mike, well, he got gassed. He looked a lot faster than everybody else to begin with, but he got tired very quick. So we got to, you know, we just got to get him going. It was an easy call for us because he understands what we're doing. He knows the system, so he can walk out here and build a day. And he's got some talent. So, you know, there's an opportunity for him as we get Chris healthy, and we'll just see how it goes.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.